There are two disputes between Rashi and Tosfos that appear in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Ches, which I believe correlate with one another. They're interrelated. What are these two disputes? The first dispute concerns the nature of Bittul Beruah. This is an incredibly fundamental dispute. Rashi argues that when something is a miut, when something is a minority of a mixture, it loses its identity, and instead it takes on the identity of the majority component of the mixture. This is Shitas Rashi. In contrast, Tosfos argue, this is more explicitly articulated by the Shita Mekubetzes, that the minority component doesn't take on the identity of the majority component. Rather, it simply loses its own identity. It doesn't take on a new identity. The language that's used by the Shita Mekubetzes is very expressive. He says, Chashiv oso hamiot ki'ilu hu nisraf. The miut is as if it's burnt, as if it's gone, as if it's destroyed. Not that it takes on a new identity, it's as if it disappears. So this is the machlok as Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it takes on the identity of the rov. Tosfos say it simply loses its own identity, but does not take on the identity of the rov. End of machlok is number one. What's machlokas number two? Tosfos makes the assertion, the following. We learn in other masechtos that ein heter mitstarif le'isser. In order to be chayiv for eating certain isurim, I have to eat a particular shiur, kezayis or avias, whatever the shiur, whatever the measurement is. If I eat less than that measurement, there's no chiyuv. Still is an isser, but there's no chiyuv. The Gemara tells us, what if you have a mixture in which the majority of the mixture is Isser and the minority is Heter? The Gemara has a discussion about it. Tosfos brings the Maskana that Ein Heter Mitztarif LeIsser, that you need to have a full shiur, a full measurement of pure Isser, and if some of what you're ingesting is Heter, then you have not yet met the full measurement of Isser and you're going to be potter, says Tosfos. If Heter is not mitztarif to Isser and you need a full shiur of Isser, kol shekein, that one type of Isser is not going to be mitztarif to another type of Isser. If Heter is not mitztarif to Isser, kol shekein, certainly all the more so that Isser will not be mitztarif to Isser. And we have to understand, what is this kol shekein of Tosfos? Why does he think that it's more likely for Heter to be mitztarif to Isser than it is for Isser to be mitztarif to Isser? Rashi, in contrast, as explained by the Shita Mekubetzes, makes the opposite argument. Rashi says it could be that Heter is not mitztarif to Isser, but even so, Isser will be mitztarif to Isser. In other words, Isser is more likely to be mitztarif to Isser. Again, we're talking about Isurim from two different types, like Pigol and Nosar, or Nosar and Tame. Obviously, one type of Isser is not even a mixture, it's just that same Isser. But two types of Isser, says Rashi, will be mitztarif to one another. We have to understand what's the logic here of Rashi. And I believe that these two disputes are taloi in one another. And in order to understand them properly, we have to invoke another dispute, namely between the Ran and Maseches Nedarim Daf Nun Beis and other Rishonim. The Ran explains that the conceptual basis for Bittul Beruah lies in the opposition, in the tension, in the clash that's created between one ingredient, the majority ingredient, and the minority ingredient. If there is no such tension, if there is no such clash, then Bittul is less likely to take place. That's a Shitas Haran. Which makes a lot of sense, because a lot of people who are similar to one another can coexist very easily. When there's differences, there's going to be war, there's going to be fighting, and one side is going to win. So when two things are very similar, so they coexist peacefully, neither one is going to nullify the opposite one. But when there are major differences, and the more major the difference is, the better, the more likely it is that one side is going to eradicate the other side, and that only the majority side will be left. So this is the Shitas Haran. And the Ran uses this to explain a number of interesting halachos, particularly about Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, which he says is too similar to Heter to be Batel. Shitas Haran. How does that apply to our Gemara? L'cha'ora, we can understand Tosfos beautifully based on the Ran. Says Tosfos, if Heter and Isser, which are very different from one another, are not mitzarif, that the Isser, the Heter, does not take on the identity of the Isser, then Kol Shekin, certainly, that Isser, which is similar to Isser, should not take on the identity of the Isser. If something which is radically different is not totally subsumed under the Isser, something which is more similar should certainly not be subsumed under the Isser, but rather should retain its identity. Tosfos is following the Shitas Haran. And this, I think, will explain also why Tosfos believe that the Isser does not take on the identity of the Het, of the other Isser, meaning it doesn't, it's simply Ki'ilu Nisraf, it's as if it's burnt. It's as if it's gone. It loses its own identity, but does not take on the new identity of the majority of the mixture. For Tosfos, the Sod of Bittul, the foundation of all Bittul in a mixture, has to do with opposition, with tension, with conflict. So, Mimela, when you have two parties in a conflict, what happens is not that the minority takes on the identity of the majority, as in, if you can't beat them, join them. That's not what happens. What happens is that the minority is eradicated. It loses its identity itself. It's ki'il nisraf. It's as if it's burnt, as if it's gone, as if it's destroyed. But it doesn't take on the identity of the majority of the mixture. If a bittul is based on a clash, on a tension, then the bittul cannot result in a single unified mixture where all of the ingredients have the same identity. It can result in a mixture where some ingredients are dominant and other ingredients are destroyed. It can't result in a mixture where the minority takes on the identity of the majority. And that's why Tosfos says that it's Ki'ilu Nisraf, but does not take on the identity of the majority ingredient. In contrast, I think it's possible that Rashi, as explicated by the Shita Mikubetzes, is not understanding the conceptual foundation of Bittul in the same manner as Tosfos and as the Ran, which is actually consistent with Rashi's Shita with regard to Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, does not understand it in the same fashion as the Ran. Rather, Rashi is going to understand that Bittul is based on similarity rather than based on difference. The more similar two things are, the more likely that they'll combine into one. And that's what Bittul is. Bittul is when two disparate ingredients, two disparate substances, meld into a single substance. That's how Bittul works. And that's why, says Rashi, number one, the minority takes on the identity of the majority. Because Bittul is not a war, it's not a battle in which the majority vanquishes the minority. Rather, it's a process of brotherly unification in which the minority slowly, gradually takes on the identity of the majority. It's like assimilation. And Mimela, the result of assimilation is that you're left with a mixture which has a single, unified, total, and compassing identity. But by the same token, Rashi holds that Bittul is more likely to take place amongst two things which are similar than amongst two things which are different. Because difference will lead to tension and conflict. Difference will lead to battle. Difference will lead to eradication of the smaller, the more minor ingredient. But when it comes to assimilation, so similarity is going to create this assimilated mixture. The more similar two things are, the more likely they are to meld into one another, to fuse and to become a single entity. And that's why Rashi can answer up the question of Tosfos and say, true, that heter is not mitzdarif to iser. That when you have pachos mikashir of iser, and there's a little bit of heter that's mixed up with it, that the heter is not mashlim mikashir. Because heter and iser can't assimilate into one another. They're very, very different. However, when it comes to two types of iser, like pigel and noser and tameh, where they all are usr, they're all forbidden, and the only difference between them is minor, it's minute, that this one is usr because of this lab, and that one's usr because of that lab, but overall they have so much in common, they're all usr. So therefore, it's very likely that even though heter is not mitzdarif to iser, but iser is mitzdarif to iser, the two isurim certainly can assimilate into one another and become like a single entity. So therefore, it turns out that whether or not we agree with the Ran in Nedarim, whether we view the conceptual foundation of Bittul as being based on tension and opposition, or whether we base it on instead on assimilation, is going to underlie these two disputes between Rashi and Tosfos. First, about whether it's more likely for Heter to be Mitzdayif to Isser, or more likely for Isser to be Mitzdayif to Isser, and second, whether ultimately the result of Bittul is that the minority ingredient takes on the identity of the majority ingredient, or whether the minority ingredient simply loses its own identity without taking on the identity of the majority.